The so-called elites that run the world are reanimating the Nephilim. They got this ancient DNA when they discovered the Tomb of Gilgamesh in 2003, the true reason we invaded Iraq, besides the Stargates. This is Tommy Truthful of TruthMafia.com. Check this out. Three of Iraq invasion a lie. Told us it was 9/11, but we know why. They found the Tomb of Gilgamesh, ancient bloodlines rise. And they had sex with humans. And slowly, for generation to generation, we became smaller.
Funaki Nephilim King found intact in tomb. Giant skeleton retrieved for DNA genomes. A jaw-dropping revelation emerged from the depths of an Iraqi tomb several years back as a team of intrepid German explorers and archaeologists, captained by Jörg Fassbender, embarked on a quest in the year 2000 that would shake the very foundations of our understanding of history. What they found inside left the world utterly astonished. The remains of colossal giants, beings that once roamed our planet, a veritable race of titans from the distant corridors of time. With unwavering determination, these explorers transported these immense bodies to high-tech laboratories, where scientists eagerly dissected the mysteries of these ancient behemoths. Carbon dating was put into action. Yet here's where the plot thickens. Following this astounding discovery, it seemed as though the world went oddly silent, as if a shroud of secrecy had descended upon the tomb, veiling it once more in mystery and intrigue. Naturally, such an earth-shattering revelation was not without its share of controversy. Whose resting place was this, and could more such tombs be lurking in the hidden recesses of the earth? Yet the truth remains elusive, hidden beneath the sands of time, waiting for intrepid souls to once again embark on a quest to unveil the secrets of these ancient giants. King Gilgamesh is a figure of great significance in the context of this archaeological discovery. One prevailing theory suggests that the tomb in question may have been the final resting place of the legendary King Gilgamesh. Anunnaki, Nephilim, and the Epic of Gilgamesh. You may recognize Gilgamesh from the popular Marvel movie, The Eternals. However, it's important to note that while the character in the movie, portrayed excellently by Ma Dong Seok, garnered attention, the mythical character of Gilgamesh has a far-reaching history. In the Epic of Gilgamesh, one of the earliest surviving literary works, the Anunnaki are depicted as seven judges presiding over the underworld. They are portrayed as igniting the land as an impending storm approaches, showcasing their immense power and their connection to natural forces. In contrast, the Nephilim are enigmatic beings mentioned in the Bible, specifically in the book of Genesis. They are described as the offspring of the union between the sons of God and the daughters of men, resulting in a race known for exceptional size and strength, often referred to as giants in biblical texts. The term Nephilim itself means fallen ones, or apostate, hinting at their mysterious nature. These beings are commonly depicted as formidable warriors and formidable adversaries. The connection between the Anunnaki, the Nephilim, and Gilgamesh can be traced back to ancient mythology and their intertwined roles. Gilgamesh, the central character of the Epic of Gilgamesh, is described as a demigod who ruled over Uruk, a Sumerian city, and possessed extraordinary strength and abilities much like the Nephilim. Although Gilgamesh is not explicitly identified as a Nephilim in the biblical sense, his tremendous power parallels the traits attributed to the Nephilim. Furthermore, the Epic of Gilgamesh mentions the Anunnaki as the seven judges of the underworld, reinforcing the idea that Gilgamesh, as the principal figure in the epic, is closely connected with these ancient deities. The epic narrative revolves around Gilgamesh's quest for immortality following the death of his friend.
So we see Gilgamesh was totally obsessed with immortality and immortality technology. Now, 2003, when they discovered the Tomb of Gilgamesh, the BBC was reporting on it, and you can go on Freedom of Information Act, the government website, and find this. If you go on truthmafia.com, type in the search bar, God's 10 Plagues, and you'll find this correspondence, this email where they're asking about Gilgamesh's resurrection technology. And that's on the government website, Freedom of Information Act. This is the real reason that we went into Iraq. We had to get Gilgamesh. They're getting that DNA, that Nephilim DNA, so they can reanimate these entities and create a literal army of these fallen angels. Now, they were also going into Iraq to take the Stargate technology. There were Stargates all around here, and they showed us a lot of predictive programming in series like Stargate Atlantis and many other movies. All the new ones right now have Stargate predictive programming, Ghostbusters, Three Body Problem. But we got to be careful too, guys, because there's a lot of fake stuff going around. Like this image. Remember everybody was sharing it? Well, it wasn't even real. That's the real image. On the right of the picture, the left one is fake. So we always have to be careful and vigilant, but a lot of it is real.
Iraq, March 19th, 2003. The United States military begins its shock and awe air campaign over the city of Baghdad. It is a preemptive strike aimed to overthrow Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, who the government believes is in possession of weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein wanted to make Iraq a regional and perhaps a global superpower. He spoke about himself as the new Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar II was the great Babylonian warrior king, most famously known for rebuilding and expanding the Babylonian Empire in the 6th century BC. His armies conquered Egypt, as well as ransacking and destroying Solomon's Temple in 597 BC.
Saddam Hussein went nuts. He believed he was the reincarnation of Nebuchadnezzar. So he ordered massive reconstruction of Babylon, which was done, with bricks bearing his name on them. Everyone would come to respect the ancient Nebuchadnezzar and the new Nebuchadnezzar.
The missing piece to the puzzle of why we went to war with Iraq is the understanding that Saddam Hussein sought to outdo what Nebuchadnezzar had accomplished in his earlier life. The ultimate accomplishment of Nebuchadnezzar was the opening of the fiery furnace. Nebuchadnezzar had gone to Jerusalem, looted and leveled the Temple of Solomon, and he brought the wise men of the temple back to Babylon with them. What happened in the story is absolutely amazing. These three wise men enter this fiery furnace. Not only did they come back out in perfect condition, they weren't alone. They came back with an extraterrestrial visitor in tow. In today's terms, we would obviously call this a stargate or a portal. Saddam knew this.
There's one theory that the Iraq war was actually a war about a stargate. Saddam Hussein, so the theory goes, got access to this stargate, maybe threatened to use it. Was that why the Allied powers went in? It sounds far-fetched, but this theory is widely believed.
Is it possible the United States military was pursuing more than weapons of mass destruction when they invaded Iraq? Could something of great significance, perhaps a portal to another world, have been found amongst the chaos?
And now we see all these things going up everywhere that look like stargates. They look like these ancient stargates. This was the one in Detroit. This is it at nighttime. And they're not just going up in America. They're going up all around the world, guys. And ain't it kind of funny that 2003, we invade Iraq, and then CERN goes online in 2008, the same year Obama comes in, which is probably the reanimation of Akhenaten, when you really look into that. But I believe they're creating some Nephilim army for the end days. And these stargates are kind of like a stairway to heaven they're creating, trying to connect the portal called the Golden Gates, the portal that connects from heaven to earth, because they want to take war to the Most High. They're trying to open up Saturn, which is the abyss, and Saturn is also called Dimension X, to release these entities that were binded there. Now, in Calgary, Canada, there's these weird streetlights going up, guys. One of my followers sent me this. They look like big, giant portal circles with streetlights on top. And I think the purple streetlights, probably these two, they're all put on certain ley lines and energy points. It's all part of this ancient alchemical summoning technology, and they're summoning the fallen ones. The ancient ones. The last video I just did on this went crazy viral. As you can see, that's on my Truth Mafia podcast Facebook, and I owe that all to you guys. It's almost at 500,000 views right now because people are starting to wake up. We're starting to see things ain't adding up what they're saying, right? And now all these weird structures are going up everywhere. Like that thing right there was over $400,000. You're going to pay $400,000 for a streetlight, a piece of art? I don't believe it. Now, a lot of the videos that were going viral, I found the account, guys, and they're putting up, this is dangerous, they're putting up fake stuff that they created with AI with real stuff. They're mixing it, and they love to do that, so we don't know what to believe. That account is probably controlled by some artificial intelligence. Now, some of the portal videos we've seen, 100% real, but they're mixing them with ones that were created completely by AI. And when you go look at that TikTok account, you'll see what I'm talking about. Just like the red skies in Minnesota, we actually seen that event happen, but then you got people that want to put out disinformation to make it so saturated with disinfo, no one knows what to believe. So even when they see something real, they're like, oh, that was probably created with AI, or it's probably fake, right? And that's part of their disinformation program. You know, the head of the CIA told us that they would know when the disinformation program has reached its peak, when no one knows what to believe. And Tom Horn, amazing content creator, he warned us about what they're doing. They're opening a dimensional doorway right over the ancient spot, which is where they release Abaddon, aka Apollyon. That's where CERN's built, on the Temple of Apollo. We are living in the biblical end days, my brothers and sisters, and they are playing out a script on the world stage to bring forth this Antichrist. The stargates, I mean, we've seen it depicted in a bunch of our old artwork and paintings. We just didn't know what we were looking at, right? That's what 9/11 was. It was a major ritual opening up of these stargates. And we're going to see another big one that'll be on the West Coast and probably in the San Francisco area. But if you don't think there was giants, guys, just look at some of the ancient books. We wouldn't have created books this big. So it was something very big reading them books. Then you see the petrified trees, right? There were these giant trees that got petrified during this event, what they call the plasma apocalypse. They're opening up the stargates. They want to recreate the golden age of Saturn and open up their artificial Saturn stargate. That's where the whole eight-pointed star comes in. If you count the bars at CERN, see, it has eight bars going around, just like Inanna's name in cuneiform, the eight. Why Cat Williams was really wearing that medallion, which was an eight-pointed star. And then all the superheroes, you'll see the eight-pointed star. They're the fallen angels. Now, as we come to the end of this video, these are all the reviews on my website, truthfultv.com, where I do the personal gematria decodes. It's all done via email. The link is down in the description or in my bio on Instagram. This is an image I created for Jeremy. Shout out to him. It's based on the Saturn Moon Matrix. It was his birthday yesterday, and I did a personal decode. We create you a custom image so you can use on your social media. Plus, we break down your first and last name using gematria to see if you're one of these NPCs controlled by the reptilians in the Saturn Moon Matrix, or you're a first player character in control of your own reality. This is one of the ways we generate money, as we are self-funded. We don't have millions of dollars behind us like these big media conglomerates. That's how we're able to continue creating this type of content. And this video was sponsored by Body Align and the 5G energy protection. That link is also down below. You started back in 03, I reckon invasion a lie. Told us it was 9/11, but we know why. They found the tomb of Gilgamesh, ancient bloodlines rhymes again. What you thought was myth is a lie, my friend. It started back in 03, I reckon invasion a lie. Told us it was 9/11, but we know why. They found the tomb of Gilgamesh, ancient bloodlines rhymes again. What you thought was myth is a lie, my friend. It started back in 03, I reckon invasion a lie. Told us.